Hey, it's Nikki, and today I get to talk to Melissa Lost. She is the communications coordinator for Girl Scouts of the Northwestern Great Lakes. It is cookie time! How you doing?
I am great. How are you?
I am wonderful, and I'm always excited to talk to you at cookie time because Girl Scout cookie time is so much excitement. I mean, everybody's excited about getting delicious cookies. The girls are excited about going out and selling the cookies, but I want to talk about all of the benefits of cookie season beyond just getting delicious cookies.
The Girl Scout cookie program is more than just girls coming to your door and giving you delicious cookies. It is about girls learning skills that will take them places the rest of their lives. Whether they want to be in business and entrepreneurs or they decide to go a different route, girls are learning things like decision making, money management, people skills, and they're doing it with their friends in a supportive environment. And those skills go on forever. I've been a Girl Scout since I was 8 years old, and I am in my 30s now. And today, I still pull on those skills. I'm still on the phone calling you to talk about Girl Scout cookies, which is a skill I learned when I was a child, calling my friends and family, asking, hey, would you want to buy some Girl Scout cookies? I'm going horseback riding with my troop.
And what's really cool about it is the kids are learning these things without really realizing they're learning these life skills, because my girls are little. They're 6 and 8. And my twins are daisies and my oldest daughter is a brownie. And they don't really understand all of the benefits they're getting out of this. You know, we're making them go into the business and say, hey, I'm Mia and I'm selling Girl Scout cookies because my troop would really like to go to camp this year. And she's like, why do I have to tell them I want to go to camp? And it's like, because you need to sell it. You need people to understand what they're contributing to. It's not about you just getting the incentive prizes, as great as that may be to them.
And it's so crazy because people see just a really cute little 6-year-old in a blue tunic uniform with a big daisy on the front of it. And you have to remember, when that little girl comes up to you, she might be a little nervous. This might be her first time. You may be her first customer who isn't her grandma. And she is taking a risk and stepping out of her comfort zone. And those are the skills that Girl Scouts learn through our program. Girl Scouts isn't just crafts and camp and cookies. It's all of those things together, teaching them skills that will take them all the different places that their life goes.
Yeah, and I absolutely love that because it's true. You have to be comfortable to walk up to somebody in any, it doesn't matter what career you have. You have to be comfortable enough to be able to walk up to somebody and ask them for something, whether it's help on something or if you're asking them to purchase something from you. Our whole society is built on that. So them learning those skills early is going to help them be leaders as they grow up.
And the other fun thing about the Girl Scout cookie program is when you buy those cookies after the girl has asked you, she's going to then take that money and use it to do amazing things. Something that usually surprises people is in the top 3 things Girl Scouts want to do with their cookie money is, and I'm not joking, in the top 3 with horseback riding is community service. Every girl wants to help people. They want to go out into the community and do good. And how they do that is different. We have little daisies like yours who may go out and do food drives and then donate the food that they get to the local shelter. But then we also have people who go out and do really large scale projects with that money, and they help the community in ways that we can't even think of. Like, I can think of one troop that did a project through Girl Scouts to learn about water conservation, and they petitioned their city, and they went out and put little markers in front of all of their sewer drains, letting people know that they drain into the river so that they shouldn't dump their garbage there. I mean, this is what girls do. This is what they want to do. They're active parts of their community, and they advocate for themselves and for you. So every time you buy a box of Girl Scout cookies, you know that those girls are going to do incredible things with it.
And the Girl Scout cookies are delicious, so you're getting something out of it too.
Oh, of course. They're incredible. They're delicious, and they're so much fun. This year, we're highlighting our lemon cookie, and all of the favorites are back, from Thin Mint and Caramel Delight to lemonade and to s'mores. All of your delicious friends are back.
And thanks a lot won't be around much longer.
No, this is the last year for our Thanks a Lot cookie. We'll have a brand new cookie next year. I mean, to be honest, I don't even know what it is, but we're really excited because our last new cookie, the s'more, was such a huge hit that we're excited to bring another new friend to the mix.
Oh, yeah, I am too, but I sure am going to miss those Thanks a Lots.
Me too. I mean, they're so good. It's like a shortbread and like milk chocolate together. What's that to like? But hopefully our new cookie is just as exciting as our Thanks a Lot.
Yeah. Well, I'll just have to buy extra boxes of the Thanks a Lot and put them in my freezer because they do freeze well.
They freeze really well. And that's the fun thing about Girl Scout cookies. An insider fact is that Girl Scout cookies do not have preservatives in them. So when you buy those cookies, they actually do have a real expiration date. But if you chuck them in your freezer, they'll be good for years to come.
All right. Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Melissa. This has been so great talking to you about this. And it's enlightening to be able to share the different benefits of Girl Scout Cookie Time because it is such an exciting time of the year. Girl Scout Cookie Time going on right now. It ends when?
It's going to end at the end of March. Right now we're doing our initial orders, then we'll do delivery, and then we'll have all those awesome cookie booths all around town in the month of March.
All right. And if you need help finding a Girl Scout, because not everybody has access to a Girl Scout, can they order online?
You can order online, but you have to do that from a girl. So the easiest way to find cookies in your area any time of the year is to log on to GirlScoutCookies.org, and you're actually going to be able to type in your zip code, and it'll direct you. Right now, we don't have cookie booths going on, but we will in the future. But what will happen is if you contact our council directly, we will actually have a Girl Scout contact you.
That sounds great. And by the way, I have three Girl Scouts, so you can always hit me up, too.
So I think someone has contacted you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you so much, Melissa. I really appreciate your time today. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too.